Let's move on to the uncontested items calendar. Mr. Harris. Well, number six, I've been asked by Mr. Schimmick to pull that item, so it is being pulled from the uncontested items calendar. Is there any member of the public that wishes to have any of the remaining four items on the uncontested items calendar pulled from that list? That would be items 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Okay. So I would recommend that the board approve these items. They're non-controversial, and or we've received no public comment on them.
Okay. Chair Young?
Yes,
Dr. I do have one question, which I think is a single answer.
Okay.
On so which, I don't think it's worth pulling.
On which item?
That would be item 10.
Okay.
On the Halama Creek sub-watershed TMDL for chloride and sodium.
Go ahead.
In the order itself, good morning, Chris. In the order, number 11 notes that the Water Board staff will continue to look at the pollutant loading capacity of the creek for chloride and sodium, which I understand to be more associated with natural background than any other source. And so my question is that in an effort to delist it? Because it was listed not by us, but by UC. Is that what I understand? It is a 303D listed creek, but
that is correct. It was it was listed by our staff on our water board. It was not listed by the UC. The listing was based on University of California recommended water quality guidelines, but the water board actually did the listing.
Okay, so we did the listing, but is number 11 in the order? Is that suggesting that because of more information and because now we understand the ambient levels of chloride and salts are what they are, that this may be a reason to delist this in the future?
Yes. I would say that it is a requirement of federal law to calculate the pollutant loading capacity. I believe that's what item finding number 11 says. So that's just a baseline requirement that we have to do for any TMDL. But the intent of calculating the loading capacity is to establish the basis moving forward to identify site-specific water quality criteria that we will propose to develop in the future based on this analysis of the loading capacity, the TMDL. Does that answer the question?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to understand. I don't think I've seen a TMDL where the source was the ambient. Just the ambient conditions in the region. And so I'm just trying to put it in perspective for myself. It seemed to me it's noted throughout the staff report that this is not an urgent issue because of the fact that it is determined to be ambient at its source. And so I was just curious why this would move forward given the urgency of other TMDLs, and then if we have the information and we can delist this, I understand the TMDL is something that needs to be there to recognize any future impacts or future activities that could contribute to the pollutant loading of these two constituents. Yeah.
Yes.
Chris?
Thank you. It's more than just having the TMDL there so that we can refer to it in the future when we do a site-specific objective. It's also a requirement upon us to develop a TMDL.
Yeah.
So we have to develop these TMDLs. Once it's on the list, we have to develop the TMDL or wait until it's delisted, which, of course, could take some time. And another thing is that, of course, we don't know that the levels that we're seeing in the creek are ambient until we get pretty far into the project. And once we're
right.
that far into the project,
right.
we might as well do the TMDL so we can fulfill
right.
our requirement to do the TMDL.
Yeah, I yeah. think I understand
yeah.
that was the sequence.
That's what happened.
Yeah. yeah.
That's what happened.
So
yeah.
then the bottom line is, do you think it's going to be delisted based on the fact that you've pretty much determined there's so few, the population density is low, the activities are fairly narrow? So I was just trying to understand
sure.
if that was
sure.
a possibility.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, it will presumably, we think it ultimately will be delisted, but that will require development of site-specific water quality criteria, which we are proposing. The water we cannot delist on the basis of water quality criteria that are in the basin plan now. Even though we say it's natural, the US EPA will not let us delist because we have those guidelines in our basin plan now, so we have to develop site-specific guidelines and be able to say to EPA, this is the basis on which we propose a delisting. But, yes, ultimately it will be delisted.
Right. Okay, I did read that, and now I see how the dots connect. Thank you. That clarifies it.
Okay. Mr. Johnston, a question on one of the uncontested items?
Yeah, item 6 is been pulled from that list,
correct.
Is that correct? Okay, I had a question on that, but I'll hold it.
Okay, so that leaves us then with 7, 8, 9, and 10 on the uncontested items calendar.
Okay. Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. So let's do this. Why don't we then